only when I said that you come now to the hunt.
So you have already the three times.
Is that how you show me? Yes, brother.
So you do an exam tomorrow and revise it.
Okay, so an exam tomorrow?
It's either an assignment or an exam study.
ये रोमियो एंड जूलियट का जी हमसा आई एम आस्किंग यू क्वेश्चन
रोमियो
का بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير Blessed is he in whose hands is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and he has power over everything الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا Who has created life and death so that he may test you which one amongst yourself is the best in actions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me and you life for the time being death is to come Let's hope that death comes with Iman. But at the moment also, Alhamdulillah, life has been granted with Iman and Islam. Hence, life is a very big opportunity and a very big gift and favor of Allah. Especially life given with Iman and Islam. And as Allah says in this verse, that this life has been given so that we may be tested. Who scores the best marks? Whilst this is the case and the days of Zilhajj have arrived, I ask myself and I ask yourself, let us take this golden opportunity and take good advantage of these days to do as best as we possibly can during these days. No ibadat for anybody loves as much as he loves the ibadat of young people. I've told you before. Acknowledging, Allah acknowledging the fact that with young people they are more temptation and distractions than the rest of the other people in the world of other age category. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has categorized and recognized the worship of young people to be the best ibadat. And may I request you that for these 10 days you should spend as much time as possible in the masjid. Masjid is a web. It's not a trap to trap anybody. It's a web as a shelter and as a protection for yourself. And inshallah, for as long as we stay within the four walls of the masjid, iman is protected, amal is protected, and you can remain focused. As soon as you step out of the masjid, then everywhere, all around the world, you look out with your big eyes, and you'll find out that there's distractions everywhere in all forms. Can anybody deny this? Hassan, can you deny this? Wallahi, nobody can. Whether it's people of my age, whether it's people of your age, no matter of what age, distraction is there for everyone in all different forms and shape. There are many times when we say that we want to be good. I'm sure we do. At the end of the day, because we are sincere believers. We are not hypocrites. We are sincere believers. So these good thoughts comes many times. They come many times into our hearts that we want to be good. But many times, because of the distractions and temptations around us, we fail to be as good as we want to. So do you know what you do? You just take a refuge in a place where the chances of sins, the chances of distractions are extremely limited or nil. And one of the best places for that is the house of Allah. These days, not even our homes that you like to stay in so much. Not even outside that you love going all the time are safe anymore. The only safest place is the house of Allah. You know, in the world, in the political world, they say refugee camps. In other words, whenever there are some political crisis, then you will find hundreds of people taking refuge in the refugee camps. They are called refugee camps. These people are once, because of political crisis, they have left their homes and they have taken refuge in these refugee camps. Masjids in the spiritual world are refugee camps. Congratulations to you all boys. Romeo is here and we are waiting for Juliet. Romeo, where is Juliet? Your Juliet is at home? People are confused, who is your Juliet? People here are confused, who is your real Juliet?
Announced that she's his real one.
Where is he?
I don't know.
I don't think so anybody will believe this in the class. Muslim, do you believe that he doesn't know? Like you didn't know about Hamza, whether that day he came or not, where he went. You didn't know whether Muslim, where he went, Akib, where he went. Okay. So say similarly, masjids are refugee camps. Masjids are refugee camps. And you know why we call them refugee camps? Because outside there is spiritual, there are spiritual crises. There are spiritual crises outside. So you run away from those spiritual crises and you come and take refuge in the masjid. So they are refugee camps. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give and grant us all His refuge from all the spiritual crises running outside in the world. And may He save our iman and deen. Today Suhail, Amir Sahib Suhail, he rang me and he said, Ustaji, can I stay over during the night today? Wow, mashallah. You know, these are the things we want. Sleep over in the masjid. Of course, not sleep over. Right. Stay up over. Right. In the masjid. And you spend those hours in the masjid. You'll get your maghrib, you get your fajr, you get your isha. You get your maghrib, you get your isha, you get your fajr, you get your tahajjud, you get your suhoor. And more significantly, you stay away from all the distractions and temptations and sins that can possibly take place at night. Abbas, right or wrong? So, mashallah, I was very impressed. Somebody is asking, can he stay over in the masjid? And that's what we want. How many times we have spent the night or hours and hours? Ask Hassan, Muazzam, and them, they'll tell you what time they go to sleep. Many times after Fajr. Muazzam, right or not? Yes. And we stay up. Right, okay. We stay up, and why not stay up in the masjid? Why not stay up in the right place? Abu Bakr, respect the time, and you need to be here on time. Ek lesson mein na aana, dusre lesson mein late se aana, I don't like all this. So you know, boys, now that we will be getting these 10 days plan from now. If you don't plan anything, the next thing you'll find out the 10 days are gone and you'll say, oh, Eid al-Adha, and that's it. You'll meet one another and you'll hug one another, and what? Is that what Eid was all about? You need to plan from now. How I'm going to spend my days, how I'm going to accommodate my especially Fajr namaz with Jamaat. Whether I'm going to fast, whether I'll be able to fast. Are there any days where I can fast? Saturday, Sunday, can we arrange a sleepover here in the masjid? Well, it's not going to be sleepover, but whatever, stay in the masjid. If next day you have to go to work and it's not possible, what about the days when you don't have to go to work the next day and you can always go back to sleep after Fajr and you don't have to wake up really early? Then yes, a good opportunity to stay in the masjid. Can anybody go wrong? Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. You know, we always, after Ramadan passes by, then we say, oh, how wonderful these days were. We wish it if Ramadan had prolonged. Yes, this is another 10 days of Ramadan. Hamza, welcome to the 10 days of Ramadan. In whatever tune you want. Hamza, yes, the 10 days are here. And the other day I was explaining, I explain this every year, that there is so much, unbelievably, there is so much, Rashid had to make sure that his mustache is so much trimmed fine, that until 10 days there is no problem whatsoever. Looks quite, exactly. Looks like proper Gujarati. Jim. Your mustache had made me forget what I was saying. What? Listen. Hassan has raised an issue. First of all, let me finish this. All right, the mini Ramadan. I call this a mini Ramadan. And wallahi, there is no exaggeration. First of all, I would like you to know, boys, that ulamas are of the opinion that the best 10 days of the year, the best 10 days in the entire year, are the 10 days of Zilhajj. These 10 days are even better than any 10 days of Ramadan. Month-wise, Ramadan is the best. 10-day package, the 10 days of Zilhajj are the best. They are better than even the last 10 days of Ramadan. Overall, 10-day package. 10-day or night package, the whole package, as a whole package. Because even Hassan may argue that there is Laylatul Qadr, so how can it be? But there is best day Arafah in those 10 days, which has already cancelled it out in terms of superiority. Listen, in Ramadan they are fasting. They are fasting in the 9 days of Zilhajj. In Ramadan there is Qiyamul Layl. Qiyamul Layl has been encouraged in also here. Tahajjud has been encouraged in these 10 days also. In Ramadan we have Sadaqatul Fitr and Zakat. In 10 days of Zilhajj we have Qurbani. In Ramadan we have been encouraged La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. In 10 days of Zilhajj we have been encouraged Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar and La ilaha illallah. In Ramadan we have Eidul Fitr. In 10 days of Zilhajj we have Eidul Adha. In Ramadan we have Laylatul Qadr as the best night. In 10 days of Zilhajj we have the best day of the month of the year, day of Arafah. So in many aspects, these 10 days is like just as good or even better than 10 days of Ramadan. So yes, it is a mini Ramadan. Mini in terms of size. Otherwise, the days are just as holy. Hassan has raised an issue. What is the issue about what? About clipping the nails and not trimming the hair, not clipping the nails for first 10 days or so during the first 10 days of Zilhajj. And let me clarify. There is no difference of opinion on the subject. I'll tell you what is the difference of opinion. Even Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, and besides Imam Muslim, I think Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, both have recorded this hadith of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that whenever you sight the moon of Zilhajj, then refrain from clipping your nails and trimming your hair until you do the qurbani. This is a hadith. It's an authentic hadith. There is no doubt about even the authenticity, there is no doubt. The difference of opinion is, to what extent is this command of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instructions of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam important? Does it hold the level of fard, wajib, sunnah, mustahab, desirable? What is it? So generally the view is, it is sunnat and mustahab. Okay, it's not fard. Okay, it's not wajib. Some instructions of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they come as a recommendation. Some of his instructions, they come as fard. You have to do it. So even all his instructions, they are then by fuqaha categorized into different level based on other information around that instruction. Whether he practiced or not himself, whether the Sahaba had practiced or not themselves, whether it is something stated in the Quran or not, and by all this information around, then the fuqaha, they deduce that whether this instruction is under fard category or wajib category or sunnat category. This is how they do it. This command of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not baseless. It's not unauthentic. The hadith is there. Nobody denies. Maybe if there is difference of opinion, it's the difference of opinion in its hukm, in its application. So yes, it is desirable. It is mustahab, it is sunnah. It comes in that category, within that category. I explained, I think, a couple of days ago, on the whole purpose is not to emulate the pilgrims who are not allowed to apply perfume or trim their hair or clip their nails, or they are not allowed to wear certain garments. It's not emulation of those pilgrims. That's not the reason. Otherwise, other things would have been also been restricted. Perfume and so on would have become restricted. That is not the reason and the wisdom. The wisdom is that on the day of Qiyamah, the animal of Qurbani is going to become a ransom for the person who had done Qurbani from Jahannam. So for example, if somebody is to be entitled for entry into Jahannam, then if he has done qurbani and there are no other ways of forgiveness from Allah, and if everything is looked theoretically, then yes, qurbani can be a savior for him. And he will become the qurbani animal that he had done qurbani in the name of Allah, that can become a ransom for him from Jahannam. Where if the animal is going to become a ransom for you, for your entire self, the animal's head for your head, his body for your body, his legs, the animal's legs for your legs, then it is recommended that you attain your maximum growth by the days of qurbani. So by the days of qurbani, you have taken your growth by maximum. You've got full nails, you've got full hair. So that the animal of the day of qurbani is representing the maximum size of yourself. Ye hikmat hai bas. Then what? Yes.
So is there any significance when they both come together in the same day?
If Arafah falls on the same day as Jummah, Jummah falls on the day of Arafah, there is no specific that I can recall any hadith or any Quranic verse that speaks about the special virtues of this particular day where there is Jummah and the day of Arafah. Although it happened in the time of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he had performed Hajj. During that year, the day of Arafah fell on Friday, coincidentally. There is no specific sort of any sort of fazilat that I can recall. However, what is a fact is Jummah in itself is the holiest day of the week. And day of Arafah is the holiest day of the year. If those two are combined, then it goes without saying that of course its speciality is something different. Toh uski fazilat toh hogi koi bahut badi. It's just like somebody passes, it's just like Jummah in the month of Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr on the night of Jummah. You know, so similarly. So let's move on and discuss a little about our sabak. Any questions about Zilhajj? Hassan, aapke paas questions zyada hain. Lekin what you need to do is you need to have answers. It's more important to have answers than questions. And the answers are 5 daily salat in the masjid, with jamaat, fasting, dhikr of Allah. Ye answers hain. It's important to really, you know, many times we have academic minds. We have just academic minds. Oh, what if and what if and what if and this and that. And it's just about information. Let action speak. Let your actions speak. So boys, put yourself on this important test for these 10 days and get your salats in from Fajr till Isha. Inshallah, over the weekends, I will be arranging something, a sleep over for ourselves. So be ready for that, for those announcements. Moving on to the next lesson, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's keep it very short, as time is pretty short. I should have discussed this when I was discussing the different divisions of the Quran. Remember, I was discussing with you the divisions of Quran. And within the divisions, I discussed the divisions of surah, surah by surah by surah. This is one division. Another division is ajza of the Quran. First juz, second juz, until 30 ajza. Then there is another division that we discussed, and that is, we said hizb and ahzab, and there are 7 manzil and 7 ahzab. We've also discussed that division as well. We further discuss that within our Indian subcontinent, the division of Ar-Rub'u and Nisf and so on. Quarter, half, three quarters and full for each juz. Then we have also discussed the division of Ruku by Ruku by Ruku and what they mean. That's also another division. There is one more division which only very much the muhaddithin and the mufassirin are aware of, and it's not very popular amongst awam and the general public. It's just technical. That division, let me discuss that division with yourself. What that division is Quran is divided into four parts. Quran is divided into not 114 surahs we're talking about, not we are talking about 30 ajza, we are not talking about 7 manzil, we are talking about Quran is divided into four parts. One part is called As-Sab'u At-Tiwal. As-Sab'u At-Tiwal. What does that mean? As-Sab'u At-Tiwal. 7 long surahs. What does it mean? 7 long surahs. That is one division. As-Sab'u At-Tiwal. The 7 long surahs. That is one division. Second division is called Al-Mi'in or Al-Mi'un. Third division is called Al-Mathani. And there is one part of the Holy Quran which is called Mufassal. Clear? Right. So there is a further four division and four parts of the Quran. One part is called At-Tiwal, As-Sab'u At-Tiwal. Second one is called Mi'in or Mi'un. Third one is called Mathani. And fourth one is called Mufassal. These are four parts. How did we get these parts? Four parts. One day our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, appreciating the very special favor that he has granted him over other prophets, he said, U'utitu as-sab'u at-tiwal makan at-tawrat. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Musa alayhi salam in the name of Tawrat, Allah has already given me that entire part within the first 7 surahs of the Quran. Within the 7 surahs, long surahs of the Quran. In other words, my 7 surahs of the Quran is already just as good as the whole Tawrat given to Musa alayhi salam. وَأُعْطِيتُ الْمِئِينَ مَكَانَ الزَّبُورِ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I have been given mi'in, the mi'in part, in place of the whole zabur given to Dawud alayhi salam. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam was given a whole book called Zabur. And it was a book of Allah. Whatever Allah has given Dawud alayhi salam, Allah has substituted to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within some only a little section of the Quran. Whether in terms of context or whether in terms of fazilat and merit. And then he continued to say, وَأُعْطِيتُ الْمَثَانِ مَكَانَ الْإِنْجِيلِ. And I have been granted the part called Mathani in place of the entire Injil given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gave Isa alayhi salam Injil. The entire Injil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has substituted to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of some surahs called Mi'in or Mi'un. And then he said, وَفُدِّلْتُ بِالْمُفَصَّلِ. Whereas the mufassal part of the Quran, the final category, that Allah has given me as a bonus which He has not given to anybody. In other words, he alayhi salam is appreciating the favor of Allah, what Allah has given to him, that whoever was given anything in the name of the revelation, Allah has given me all that, all is inclusive within the entire Quran with an addition of mufassal part which nobody has been given. Now question is, so now from this hadith, muhaddithin and mufassirin have deduced that there is another division of the Quran, and that is into four parts. From this hadith, ulama and fuqaha, mufassirin and muhaddithin have gathered that Quran ke bhi phir char hisse hain. Ek hisse ka naam at-tiwalu as-sab, as-sab'u at-tiwal, the second one al-mi'in, third one al-mathani, and fourth one al-mufassal. Question is, what is as-sab'u at-tiwal, the seven long surahs? What is Mathani? What is Mi'un and Mi'in? And what is Mufassal? So let me explain. Open the Quran. It's only easy when we look at the Quran. This is another division, and this division is popular amongst the scholars. Generally, people will not know. And it's true, you will ask anybody, you go and ask anybody here, I doubt it, anybody will know what is Mi'in and what is Mathani. Suratul, right, the seven long surahs. These are the first seven long surahs from the Quran. And what are they? Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, Al-Ma'idah, Al-An'am, Al-A'raf, Al-Anfal. But because At-Tawbah is also part of Anfal, so we include At-Tawbah also. So whether you call it the first eight surahs from Al-Baqarah, or whether you call them just Anfal and At-Tawbah, just as one, and you call them the seven long surahs. So in other words, from Al-Baqarah right until end of Surah At-Tawbah. Turn to end of Surah At-Tawbah, page 288. Page 288. Let's refer to the Quran physically. Page 288. Ajaz, are you okay? Ji? Why are your eyes so red? From Surah Baqarah until end of Surah Tawbah, all this part. Now look at these parts and think of the surahs inside. What surahs does this part contain? Baqarah, Al-Imran, An-Nisa, Ma'idah, Al-An'am, Al-A'raf, Al-Anfal, At-Tawbah. All this part is called As-Sab'u At-Tibal. What does Sab'a mean? Sab'a means seven. Remember this word. So, as-sab'u at-tiwal. Tawil, tiwal means what? Long, tall, long. Because all these seven surahs are very long and they are the longest. This is why they are called as-sab'u at-tiwal. This is one division of the Quran. Until Surah Yunus. End of Surah Tawbah. The second division of the Quran is called Mi'un and Mi'in. Who can tell me what that is and what that means? Anybody? All right. Al-Mi'un, Al-Mi'ah. What does Al-Mi'ah mean? 100. Mi'ah means 100. So Al-Mi'un and or Al-Mi'in means hundreds. What does that mean? It means those surahs who on average have about 100 ayats in them each. Those surahs are called Mi'in and Mi'un. And where does this start from? This division of the Quran of Ar-Mi'in. So let's look at this first part. This first part until Surah Yunus or end of Surah Tawbah, this part of the Quran is just as good as the entire Tawrat to Musa alayhi salam. Now there is two ways of interpreting it. In other words, whatever this part contains in the Quran, Tawrat contains the same part as well. Same thing, same subjects. By subjects you could say by contents in terms of meaning, ahkam, sharia. Or what comes to my mind as the best opinion, it means the superiority rather than the subjects discussed. So this is just as good as what was given to Musa alayhi salam as a whole book. Now let's look at the next part. Next part, Mi'in, in other words, those surahs that have approximately, not exactly, but approximately roughly 100 ayats. They start from Surah Yunus from page 288 and they go right until end of Surah Ankabut, which you will find it on para 21 until Alif Lam Mim Ghulibatir Rum, page 562. Page 562. Look at 562 until end of Surah Ankabut or until beginning of Surah Rum. This part, now look at all these pages. All this part of the Quran are called Mi'in. And what does Mi'in mean, Umar? That's right. In other words, those surahs that have approximately 100 ayats in them. And if you look, if you go through it, then each surah has approximately 100, 80, 90, 120, 130, 125, 112. This part of the Quran is called Mi'un or Mi'in. And this part is just as good as the entire Zabur given to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. This is second division of the Quran, Al-Mi'in. Third division is called Mathani. And that starts from Surah Rum. From Alif Lam Mim Ghulibati Rum. Right until Surah 716, end of Surah Fath. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. 716. Page 716, end of Suratul Fath and beginning of Suratul Hujurat. Yes, I know. There is some exceptions. There is one surah, I think, that has about 200 in as well. This part from Alif Lam Mim Ghulibatir Rum until end of Suratul Fathi on page 716, this portion of the Quran is called Mathani. What is it called? Mathani. This part and this section of the Holy Quran is just as good as the entire Injil given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Why is it called Mathani? Mathani means off-repeated. Mathani, Thaniya means repeated, second time. Something which is repeated again and again is called Mathani. So for some reason, these surahs are also called Mathani. Also not to forget, Suratul Fatiha is also called Mathani. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. Indeed, we have given you the seven oft-repeated surat. And if you look at Suratul Fatiha, it has seven ayats. We have given you seven often repeated ayats, and that is refers to Suratul Fatiha. But this part as a whole section from the Quran is also called Mathani, this particular part. And sometimes even the entire Quran is called Mathani, because Quran is a book which is read over and over and over again. So Mathani, the term, sometimes it is used for the whole Quran. Sometimes Mathani is only used for Suratul Fatiha. It also refers as Mathani. And this third section of the Holy Quran from amongst the four is also called Mathani. The last division from amongst the four division is called Ajaz Mufassal. And Mufassal, some ulamas are of the opinion that Mufassal starts not from 716, it starts from 721 Surah Iqaf. Like Imam Shafi is of the opinion that Mufassal starts from Surah Qaf, 721. Imam Abu Hanifa is of the opinion that Mufassal starts from 716 Suratul Hujurat. There is a slight difference of opinion. Amongst the scholars, there is little opinion whether this surah is part of this or whether it is part of the other one.
They talk about Surah Ra'd.
They haven't spoken about Suratul Ra'd. Yes, there is opinion, a difference of opinion about Mathani and Mi'in as well, whether Mi'in starts from Bani Israel until Surah Mu'minun. There is a difference of opinion. But generally, whatever the opinion, I don't want to go too much into the depth of that. This is roughly to let you know that there is a further division of the Holy Quran, a technical division of the Holy Quran. And that is Al-Sab'u Al-Tiwal and Al-Mi'in, Al-Mathani and Al-Mufassal. And Al-Mufassal is from 716 from Suratul Hujurat until the last, until قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Now look at this section from Suratul Hujurat as I'm holding the pages together. This section our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, وَفُضِّلْتُ بِالْمُفَصَّلِ. And Mufassal part of the Quran has been given to me as an addition, as a bonus. In other words, he alayhi salam is appreciating the favor of Allah that the Quran he has been given is all inclusive. Is all inclusive. Ajeeb. Now further division. Now think from Suratul Hujurat. From Suratul Hujurat until the end, this part is called Mufassal. Mufassal is also divided into three categories. Are you all listening? Hassan, are you there or are you lost now? You hear? In every sense? Anji. Further, the last part, Suratul Hujurat until قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, this Mufassal part has also been divided into three sections. One is called Tiwale Mufassal, the long part of Mufassal. Second category is called Awsate Mufassal, the middle part of Mufassal. And the third one is called Qisare Mufassal, the short part of Mufassal. What do you think that means? Can anybody tell me? The short surahs of Mufassal part. And what are those? The last surahs, all of them. So now let's look from Suratul Hujurat. From Suratul Hujurat, Imam Abu Hanifa is of the opinion that from Suratul Hujurat until end of Suratul Buruj in Amma Yatasa'alun. Turn to the page, put one hand on Suratul Hujurat and another hand on end of Suratul Buruj. Imam Abu Hanifa is of the opinion that from page 716 until 830, until beginning of As-Samai Wat-Tariq, end of Suratul Buruj, this part of the Holy Quran is called Abu Bakr. This part from 716 to 830 is called Rashid. Tiwale Mufassal. Good. Tiwale Mufassal. It's Mufassal because the last part is called Mufassal. If the long surahs part, the long part of it are called Tiwale Mufassal. The medium part of it is called Awsate Mufassal. And the short part of it is called Qisare Mufassal. So what is Tiwale Mufassal? From Surah Hujurat until end of Suratul Buruj, this part is called Tiwale Mufassal. It's called what? Tiwale Mufassal. Why is it called Mufassal? Because the whole last section is called Mufassal. It's called Tiwal because these are the longest surahs of this particular part. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi and other scholars are of the opinion that it is mustahab and desirable that surahs from this part is read in Fajr and Zuhr. Now you know generally when the imams, they read certain surahs in certain salat, this is the reason. Imam Abu Hanifa and other scholars are of the opinion that in Fajr and Zuhr it is preferable for the imam to read surah from Tiwale Mufassal. In other words, from the long surahs of the Mufassal part. And that is from Suratul Hujurat until Suratul Buruj. This is for Fajr and Zuhr. Although anything, anytime can be read, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has read different surahs in different salats, but generally. And then there is second part of Mufassal, that is Awsat-e Mufassal. Awsat-e Mufassal is the middle part of Mufassal, and that starts from Wassama'i wa-Tariq until Lam end of Lam Yakunil Ladina Kafaru, until beginning of Lam Yakunil Ladina Kafaru, until end of Inna Anzalnahu. Again, look at that page. From page, what's our page that? From page 830 until 840, these 10 sides are called Awsat-e Mufassal. It is recommended in the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa that in Asr and Isha, surahs are read from this part. This is why you will see that generally imams in Isha and Asr, they read Wassamai wa Tariq, Sabbihisma, Hallataka, La Uksimu, Jiwa Shamsi wa Duhaha, Wal Layli, and so on. So surahs from Wassamai wa Tariq until end of Inna Anzalna, this is called Awsat-e Mufassal and recommended for Asr and Isha. The last part from Lam Yakunil Ladina Kafaru until Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, this is called Qisar-e Mufassal. In other words, the shortest part of Mufassal. And this part from Lam Yakunil Ladina until Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, it is preferable to read surahs from this part in Maghrib Salat. Aap sun nahi rahe the, Fajr and Zuhr we said Tiwale Mufassal. Yes. Aap to shayad hote nahi ho, lekin hum to Tiwale Mufassal se padhte hain aasan. Ji. Ji. Kaam par hote ho aur phir Qisar-e Mufassal se padhte ho. Okay, so let's go through it very quickly as a summary. Quran has been divided technically into four parts. Number one, dekha, Rashid. As-sab'u at-tiwal. As-sab'u at-tiwal. The seven long surahs. Second one, together. Mi'in. Third one, Mathani. Fourth one, Abqas. Mufassal, that's right. Mufassal, these are four categories. And then the last part called Mufassal is categorized into three parts further. Number one, Tiwale Mufassal. Then, Awsat-e Mufassal. And third one, Qisar-e Mufassal. See, it's nice to know this, isn't it? Especially people who are Hafiz. They need to know all this. This surah is from Mi'in. This surah is from Mathani. This surah is from Tiwale Mufassal. It's from Qisar-e Mufassal.
So Musa, bhai, you are writing down all these terms.
Ji. Milega aapko. Ji.
Wo jo isse pehle bhi jo seven divisions.
Sab milega inshaAllah. तैयार सब मिलेगा, ये सब सुनने का होता है इस वक्त. Yes. Yes. It comes in the hadith that generally our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jummah would read Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la an Hal Ataka. But I don't think so it's fair that to read these two surahs in every Jummah. Because if you want to stick to Sunnah, what he used to read, then he never used to read in every Jummah. So whatever he read, or how often he read, that's how often we should be reading it as well, if you want to strictly follow Sunnah. Ji. Ji, haan, mera Jummah short ho gaya thoda. इसलिए कि उस वक्त तक फिर मेरी आवाज़ इतनी काम और साथ नहीं देती. एक बात तो ये होती है, दूसरी बात ये है कि इस वजह से भी कि चलो बयान के अंदर काफ़ी वक्त ले लिया है, तो मे बी अ लिटल कॉम्प्रोमाइज इन नॉट इन रुकू एंड सजदा बट अ लिटल कॉम्प्रोमाइज इन किरात. जी सही सही. तो इस वो क्वालिटी अनफॉर्चुनेटली मेरे पास नहीं है. जी
तो दूसरी बात ये है कि ये जो कह रहे हैं ना वो फजर और इसमें पढ़ते हैं, जितनी भी हनफी नमाज कोई भी नहीं ऐसे पढ़ता.
क्या नहीं पढ़ता?
ये जो लंबी लंबी सूरतें हैं 5-6 मिनट की, 4 पढ़ते
हैं. इसका ताल्लुक हनफी और हम्बली से नहीं है. ये वहाँ ये जो दो दूसरी अरब मस्जिद सोमाली मस्जिद है वहाँ चले जाओ, वहाँ भी इसी तरह हाल है कि वो भी वद्दुहा पढ़ते हैं और इन्ना अंजलना पढ़ते हैं. इसको हनफी और देवबंदी वगैरह ना क्या करो. इसका ताल्लुक जो है वो हनफी से नहीं है. अंडरस्टैंड ट्रू इज़न्ट इट? लेट्स फेस द फैक्ट. जी इट्स सर्कमस्टेंशियल. पीपल अंडरस्टैंड दैट बिकॉज पीपल आर इन अ रश एंड देयरफॉर दे ट्राई टू यू नो शॉर्टन द किरात. इट्स नथिंग दैट वी आर डूइंग रॉन्ग एज हनफीज और देवबंदीज एंड वी आर डूइंग रॉन्ग एंड अदर्स आर डूइंग राइट. इट्स जनरली दैट्स द वे द कॉन्सेप्ट इज. चलो आप ये जितनी ओके सौकारी इज हियर अदर गाइज आर हियर यू गो टू डिफरेंट मस्जिद एज वेल.
And then
they'll combine the two salat.
And then it's raining outside and they're tired and they're still going to read the Isha together as well. But it's 6 o'clock.
Chalo. You know, generally there are some people who are so anti-Hanafi that whatever we do is wrong and whatever others do is right. And that is, it's Ziyati and you know. There are quite a few opinions that Imam Abu Hanifa's opinion is much more valid, right, much more stronger. And of course, the other way around as well. There are many masails in which maybe hands up and we'll say that maybe opinion of other schools of thought may appear to be stronger. Yes,
that's why we don't do it, and that's why we're supposed to stick to one, because if they have different opinion, if they have some are weaker and some are stronger, and who are we to decide who's stronger and who's weaker? Like, we don't have the tools. So we follow Imam Azam.
जी एंड एक गुड क्वेश्चन बिफोर वी कंक्लूड. जी अबू बकर. Wait, J. Mozam.
He asked me this the day. He goes, ask, you met him, Usaid, you know Ramadan, the Arab guy from Birmingham. And he said to me, ask Usaid, you know, in the Quran it says you should break your fast when it gets dark. like how Shias do it, but we break it when Maghrib starts. But it's still light outside, so why do we do that? He showed me the ayah of the Quran and he said, look, it says here,
obviously. Then complete your fast until night time. So see, these people, they read the Quran and whatever the literal translation is, they're following it over night time. So what, they finish their fast at Isha time? This is what he's saying. Now, so what we have to do now and what we do is the safest thing and you cannot go wrong. What did Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpret this? When did he used to practically break his fast? At night time, at Isha 12 o'clock and Isha time? Or did he used to break it at Maghrib time? So if he used to break it at Maghrib time, then we understand that here Layl refers to the very beginning of the night. Do you understand? And that is Maghrib Salat. So now it's fixed. What is night? Because Quran said Layl, and now it's Layl means what? Beginning of the night, middle of the night, last part of the night. It's ambiguous. Quran is ambiguous. The ayat is ambiguous. But that ambiguity has been cleared, right, by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice and the Sahaba's practice unanimously for centuries. This is where people go wrong, and this is why sometimes people mislead others when they just, you know, literally they just read the text of the Holy Quran. They don't want to know the hadith part of it and they start to interpret.
Sir, can I just say one more thing?
Ji.
Give your night time hand.
You can say any.
Another proof from the Quran mentions three times of each salah. Fajr, the daytime and the night time. So the daytime is Zohar and Asr, night time is Maghrib and Isha. So Maghrib is night time. That's not the show.
Unless I'm wrong, I'm sure he showed me a place where it says when it turns dark. Something to do with when I read it, because dark, it doesn't turn dark the moment Maghrib, you know, the Azan is given, it's not dark.
He said no. There is another verse that maybe he is confusing, or you are confusing. Is Quran says that continue eating during the night time hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khaytul abyadu min al-khaytil aswadi, until you can make the distinction on the horizon between the light thread from the dark thread, and the light thread and the white thread and the dark thread refers to the night going and the daytime coming. This is about the suhoor time. That us. You can eat now. Again, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpreted is until as subhu sadiq. The other thing is, as you know, that I take these lessons very serious. I want them to be taken serious. So now I've decided now, without even consulting you, because you guys are still, you play childish. You don't take, you know, there's no sense of responsibility. But you see, some people always not there, right? And I have more respect for these people who are non-habis, but they have enthusiasm. And they are there on time. They come respectfully. They listen properly. They're everywhere in the week. So, ab koi jo nahi aayega, Ajaz £5.5. True, isn't it fair, Ajaz? Ji, £5 de do achhi tarah. Bimar ho, jo kuch bhi ho, you put the £5, and that's it. When this will hit your pocket, then inshallah you'll do well. Moza, what do you think? Or late aane ka? Late aane ka depending on how late you are.
They can't see £5 from the money of the wallet. If you come late,
I'm saying £5
for being absent.
Yes, that's right. And if you come late, then it depends how late you are. So it could be £2 or £2.50, £3. Chalo, Azan de do.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Your attention, brothers. Masjid will remain open or until Fajr Salat. So those who would like to stay in the masjid, continue with their personal individual ibadat, are most welcome to do so. Quran recitation, Durood Sharif, Zikr, Tahajjud, but all will be personal and individual rather than collective. So masjid will remain open. Fajr Salat at 3 o'clock in its beginning time.
Subhanallah.